This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia today to attend the 16th BRICS summit in the city of Kazan. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The theme of the two-day summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani News in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for world leaders to discuss key global issues. Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India has shown the world a new path to digital public infrastructure by democratizing technology. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet yesterday, Mr. Modi highlighted the JAM Trinity, Jan Dhan, Aadhaar and Mobile, which provides a robust system for faster and leakage-free service delivery. Talking about artificial intelligence, AI, the Prime Minister said, while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI, Aspirational India. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that Indian art, particularly dance, offers a model of inclusivity in a world increasingly divided by conflicts and discord. He emphasized the power of India's rich cultural heritage to unite people across boundaries, saying Indian art offers a ray of light. Addressing the gathering at the International Festival on Indian Dance in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said, dance artists are cultural and peace ambassadors, promoting dialogue and laying the groundwork for soothing diplomatic maneuvers. The Vice President also emphasized India's historical influence on global culture, particularly through its epics. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, this agreement will result in resolution of tensions that began in 2020. He said, elaborate discussions between both the sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has lauded the agreement between India and China on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, the minister said that both nations have gone back to where the situation was in 2020. Dr. Jaishankar said that the disengagement process with China has been completed. He said it is a positive development and the result of patient and persevering diplomacy. Road and Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday reviewed national highway projects of northeastern states in a high-level meeting with states' chief ministers and senior officials of his ministry in Delhi. These states include Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Tripura and Nagaland. Mr. Gadkari mentioned that he reviewed the progress of ongoing 15 national highway projects spanning over 423 kilometers in Arunachal Pradesh. He reviewed the progress of 38 ongoing projects covering 808 kilometers in Manipur and 16 ongoing projects spanning 324 kilometers in Tripura. He also reviewed the progress of 29 projects covering 545 kilometers in Nagaland. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri and Bhutan Prime Minister Sherin Togbe took a ride on the green hydrogen fuel cell bus in New Delhi yesterday. With this ride, Mr. Puri showcased India's advancements in green hydrogen to Bhutan Prime Minister. This bus emits no carbon dioxide or pollutants, only pure water, and represents India's leadership in decarbonization. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also lauded the Bhutan Prime Minister's ride in the green hydrogen fuel cell bus. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that this bus is a part of the country's efforts to boost sustainability and contribute to a greener future for the coming generations. Headline inflation in Sri Lanka, as measured by the National Consumer Price Index, has decreased to minus 0.2% for the month of September 2024. In the men's T20 Emerging Teams Asia Cup cricket, India defeated United Arab Emirates by 7 wickets in Al Emirate yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.